Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day. We're doing a countdown until Election Day. We'll be talking about today, is America worth saving? Or if you want to put it in another fashion, American exceptionalism. Are we an exceptional nation? How do we view America today? How should we view America today? I believe the voices are getting louder and louder, ladies and gentlemen, calling for the demise of the land of the free and the home of the brave, that place called America. What about American exceptionalism? Where does this idea come from? Are we still an exceptional nation? Why do we find so many mitigating against American exceptionalism, denying that we're an exceptional nation? Where do they get that idea from? Why are we viewed as an exceptional nation to begin with? Ladies and gentlemen, according to the latest statistics, about 61% of American millennials are pushing for socialism. They're looking for socialism. I'm looking at an article that says patriots won't work in freedom. Socialists won't guaranteed income for not working at all. Unfortunately, the stupid idolats of would-be communists, it does not work that way and never has. The reasons are obvious and very clear, true, as follows. It goes on to talk about it. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast today. But the patriots won't work in freedom. Socialist, Marxist, communist won't guaranteed income for not working at all. And we're finding the residuum of that today across America, where stores and professional offices, places of business, corporate entities, manufacturing plants cannot hire workers to carry out the task. It's not because there are not enough workers in America to do it, but because some men are getting paid just to sit down, be idle, and still get a paycheck. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the epitome of socialism. It is the focus of communism. It is the heart of Karl Marxism. And as a result of that, we're finding a major decline in our once great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. And in Psalms 117:2, says the truth of the Lord endures forever. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I commend the word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I commend it to you. And by the way, if you're listening today and you've never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, much of what is happening today should be, could be, ought to be very frightening in the realization that it seems that the world is out of control. But ladies and gentlemen, to those of us that have said yes to Christ as Savior, we can sit back, though we see the difficulties and the darkness, though we recognize the dangers and the despair and the devastation that's taking place, we can rejoice in the realization and the recognition that God is sovereign, God's on the throne, God is still carrying out his plan. And may I say to you today, as we approach the election day, I believe this is the most pivotal, the most important midterm election in my lifetime. And as I say jokingly, yet seriously, I'm still under 100 years old. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it is needful and necessary for every Christian, every conservative, every patriot to recognize the precarious position that our nation is in and vote. And vote. We're going to talk about that in this broadcast today. Let me remind you, during the course of this broadcast, immediately after our monologue, feel free to dial the number 831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion about the issue. When we face the issues, we do so based on truth. Truth is something that is denied, rejected, and absolutely eviscerated today. In fact, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we're finding that to be factual truth, if I can use that spin on the word today. It is true that the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that today in the political arena. We find that today with those that are sparring for election for the votes. We find that today coming out of the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic candidates, where they're saying now, they never said defund the police. And that's been the mantra for 2 years plus with the socialist, Marxist, Democratic candidates. Now, the socialist, Marxist, Democratic candidates, during the course of this election cycle, they are saying that somehow, some way, that the Republicans, the conservatives, the patriots, the Christian voters are somehow wanting to take away the right of a woman over her own body. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of saying you don't have the right. It's saying that you don't have the right to murder that human being in your womb. And those are things that are very pivotal in this election cycle that we need to face, confront, and talk about. But it's being denied, rejected, and refused, refuted in so many categories and areas today. It's truth that we need to seek. It's the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made a powerful statement. John Huss says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's my mantra, my motto, my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, that we need to seek the truth. We need to listen to the truth, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and defend it even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, you won't find that in the marketplace called the news media today. The media is simply a tool, an instrument being used by the socialist Marxist left. It is not anything compared to what would be considered truth, or that would be, how would you say, identifiable as valid in the marketplace today at all, simply because the media become nothing but a tool of the socialist Marxist governmental authorities that's over us. This is the reason we're going to be talking about, is America worth saving? What about America's exceptionalism? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. Tools for Time has a gigantic flag. It's a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole. With the Old Glory U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word places it as a priority in the life of every believer. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are open. The telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. That area code is 904. If you're tuned in by way of internet, that number is 904-831-0917. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. We're talking about today, is America worth saving? What are your thoughts? Do you believe America's gone? Do you believe, let me throw in this little parenthetical footnote. Some of us, including me, some of us believe that God is progressively judging America because turning our backs on God, denying God, banning God from the classroom, banning prayer, banning the cross across the nation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Does that mean that America is not worth saving? Does that mean that we're not to intervene and ask God to bless America and to save America? Does that mean that we're not to vote? The voices, ladies and gentlemen, are getting louder and louder and louder across our great nation today, where there is a move to simply jettison anything that's called morals and ethics and values. And those are the fundamental foundational values that's found in our constitutional republic. And today, early voting is taking place across the nation. The last day for voting is November the 8th. On November the 8th, starting with the 9th, if ballots are properly counted, we'll know whether or not there is a salvageable portion of America left. America is exceptional. We'll talk about that during the day portion of this broadcast today. But according to the statistics, as I said in a portion of the brief monologue, 61% of millennials are pushing today for socialism and the demise of the Constitutional Republic. Today's younger generation, ladies and gentlemen, listen, today's younger generation, the millennials today, and multitudes past the millennial age, multitudes today have never known real hunger. Today, they do not know what socialism, Marxism, and communism really is. The mindset by most of the younger generation today is that everybody needs to be equal, everybody needs to have a home, everybody needs to have a car, everybody needs to have food on the table, everybody needs to have plenty of clothes to wear, everybody needs to have their expenses paid and taken care of. In fact, one of the presidential candidates in 2020, one of the presidential candidates running was on the back, running on a socialist, Marxist, communist ticket, said that he, if he's elected president, that he would give every citizen in America a $1,200 per month check. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's being done today without it being announced through Medicare, Medicaid, and other medical programs. Have you ever watched some of the television broadcast ads talking about getting what you deserve and getting what you really should have, and they tell about the new program with your Medicare that you can get $1,200 a month for groceries, you can get all your medical bills paid, you can get even your fees paid to be at a gym to do workouts, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, through the Obamacare is what that is, they have announced, they've introduced, and they're pushing forward, expanding it each year into total 100% socialism. It's social medicine. Through social medicine, there is a push today to control every citizen. Ladies and gentlemen, a constitutional republic is where we the people control the government. Socialism, Marxism, communism is where the government controls the people. And that's what we see taking place today. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, under socialism, which is socialism is simply communism light, L-I-T-E, under socialism and communism, there is no freedom of speech, and we're losing that today. We're losing the freedom of speech. Today, we're being watched, monitored, tracked, and traced on an international level. Everything that's said and done, every place that you go, every dime that you spent is being monitored today. In fact, out of the United Nations, they have 110,000 monitors for social media to monitor and report back to the governments of the world, including the United States of America, of what we the people are doing. Under the media, the social media it's called, the social platforms, and all of the big tech today, ladies and gentlemen, they're simply arms of the government. I'm looking at an article that says, the media giants all identified as Democratic propagandists. The Great Paradox and Shame, the New York Times, Washington Post, many other prestigious news outlets, is that they are brimming with top-notch reporters and editors who consistently produce stellar work. Yet, that distinguished journalism stands as a stark indictment of their political coverage, which instantly betrays the best tradition of their profession. It's not a bug, it's a feature, ladies and gentlemen, this article reads. Instead of shining a light, they have intentionally kept the audience in the dark regarding stories of the greatest consequence. And this writer goes on with the major stories of the past 2 years that have been sequestered, that have been eviscerated, that have been swept under the rug, that we've been lied to about them. That's nothing more and nothing less than socialist Marxist media that's carrying the water today for the socialist Marxist Democratic Party. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, under communism, socialism, Marxism, the ruling class controls everything, and everybody else is required, demanded to submit to that socialist Marxist ruling class. Under socialism and Marxism, as I said, there's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of religion. We're watching today the wane, W-A-N-E, the wane of religion. We're watching as a result of the churches being forced to close some 2 years ago, and some of them were closed over a year. As a result of that, we're watching the apostasy taking place and absolutely being accelerated in society, where multitudes, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches across America have closed as a result of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. If the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party today had their way, there would be no freedom of speech. There would be no freedom of religion. In fact, the major thing that stands in the way of communism in any nation is the freedom of religion. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look at across the America and across the globe today, and you'll find socialist, Marxist, communist countries like China and North Korea and Cuba and Russia, et cetera, and I could go on and on and on, where religion is not free, where if you serve God, if you're in a church, it's called an underground church. It's called a non-approved church. It's called the church that has not had the stamp of governmental approval, and therefore it's to be eviscerated. There's no right of self-defense under a communist, socialist, Marxist, dictatorial ruling program. There's no privacy under socialist, Marxist, communism. Government controls the people rather than the people controlling the government. Just look at North Korea and China and Russia and Venezuela and Cuba and all these others. They are socialist, Marxist, communist nations, and God is banned. God's word is banned. The churches, except for those that are underground churches, are closed and are not to be operated by any stretch of the imagination. Christians are openly persecuted and prosecuted and put in concentration camps in these nations around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that's frightening. Today's Marxist, Atheist West, dated October the 26th, 2022. Marxism, with its cancel culture and social upheaval, is now engulfing America, applying its rigors and hatred toward traditional values, tearing down the pillars of stability. The idea, as presented in Karl Marx and Frederick Engels' work, The Communist Manifesto, is the only solution to injustice between the classes, is to instigate bloody revolutions and terror upon the population. Quote, there is only one way to shorten and ease the convulsions of the old society and the bloody birth pangs of the new revolutionary terror, quoted Karl Marx. Marx said there's no gradual change. As the conservatives prescribe when reforms are to be made, creating total calamity, total disruption, was Marx's prescribed remedy. Let me pause there for a moment. We're seeing the total corruption, we're seeing the total disruption, and the calamity that's taking place today. And it's a Marxist ideal. It's a Marxist, methodology. Goes further to say, the incoming new elites would then seize, this is Karl Marx, would then seize power, expropriate funds, and confiscate private property and assets from the former ruling class. Simply steal what others had worked generations to achieve, and spend the funds in a new socialist system in which private ownership is totally abolished. That's the Marxist class that would control all of the funds and want to control America today. Ladies and gentlemen, this article states further. It is precisely the atheist Marxist method of implementing strict groupthink, that is, repression of free speech, zero tolerance for diversity of opinion, harsh consequences for those who do not conform to the standards of the government narrative, a unison voice from the media outlining what the population are to think and feel about every subject, combined with harsh ruling elites controlling the economy that made totalitarianism possible in the 1940s. It is the very same socialist intolerance of diversity that makes the rise of totalitarianism possible in the West even today. Central to Karl Marx's ideology is atheism, the effect of removing the conservative values upon which a society is built and replacing it with lawlessness. Nihilism breaks down the very fabric of all that is called empathy, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're on the fast track for. This is the reason, at this juncture, at this election cycle, we need to ask the question, is America worth saving? If you say yes, then it mandates your vote, and your vote for a conservative patriot and not for any Democratic candidate. Listen very carefully. I don't mind being very, very specific. I believe that it is an impossibility for a conservative, a Christian, a patriot, to cast a ballot for any socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, dictatorial, Democrat candidate. Because in that realm, you're voting for a continuation and escalation of the destruction of the exceptionalism of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it is important that we recognize and realize where we are and the standards by which we need to make the determination for our election, this election cycle. Ladies and gentlemen, we've witnessed the rapid demise of America's exceptionalism. In the past 2 years alone, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, led by Joe Biden, which, by the way, is an illegal president. He is in the Oval Office. He's not really in charge. He's simply the puppet. George Soros, Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, which is an out-and-out communist, all in charge of writing his speeches, making his notes, whispering in his ear, giving him talking points as he speaks, giving him, by way of the looking at the screen as to what he's supposed to say and how he's supposed to say it, the monitor as he speaks. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the demise of the exceptionalism of America. So the question is America worth saving? What are your thoughts? The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, this president administration and the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, you might ask the question, what have they done? What have they given us? What has taken place under their rulership? They control the House and the Senate, the Oval Office. What have they given us in the past 2 years? They've given us government-ordered lockdowns, government-ordered mask mandates. They've given us government-ordered church closures. They've given us the, ladies and gentlemen, the infringement upon our Second Amendment rights. The government has forced the we the people, they have forced the COVID jabs on our nation as we know it today. In fact, let me just give you a little, how would you say, smattering, just a little insight. You realize today that your doctor is not truly representing you. He's representing the governmentally controlled medical overview for a nation. The government, the doctors, are working for the hospitals. The hospitals, listen very carefully. If a medical association or a hospital and the doctors attributed thereto, associated therewith, if they are collecting any federal funds for Medicare, Medicaid, are collecting any dollars for insurance companies, they're under the mandate to follow the CDC protocol. And the CDC protocol will not allow a doctor today to spend more than 15 minutes per patient. just talking with someone the other day, and they said that one physician that they were acquainted with had to see 40-plus patients a day, 40-plus patients a day. And ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist system today controls the doctors and the hospitals. The doctors do not make the final decision. The hospital associations they work for, the physicians today, for the most part, there are few, a smattering few of physicians that are still self-employed physicians that can make the decision. But the overwhelming majority work for a medical association or for a hospital group, and they must follow the protocol of CDC in order for that hospital group to continue to get the funding. Here's an article that says, breaking news. Marxist Medical Board strips the top doctor, Peter McCullough, of his medical credentials for speaking the truth about COVID vaccine. Now listen carefully before I read you blurbs from the article. The bottom line is that a physician today cannot tell you the dangers of the COVID jab. Your physician today cannot tell you that if you take the COVID jab, it could kill you. The physician today cannot tell you that you need to take hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin to heal you from a disease like a pathogen and virus as COVID. They cannot tell you that. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Malone, and Dr. Cole have been the nation's three, along with Dr. Gold, have been the three or four major physicians that have had their voices heard across the nation and around the world. Dr. McCullough is one of the ones that's taken a stalwart stand against what's happening in medicine today. This article says, Marxist medical boards stripped Dr. Peter McCullough's medical credentials for speaking the truth about COVID vaccine. This article reads, one of the most respected doctors in the whole world, top cardiologist and epidemiologist in the country, had his license revoked simply for speaking the truth about the dangers of the COVID vaccine. Dr. McCullough is a cardiologist and was vice chief of internal medicine at Baylor University Medical Center and a professor at the Texas A&M University. McCullough and his editor-in-chief of the journal's review in cardiovascular medicine and other medicines dealing with the heart. He was and is the advocate for early COVID-19 treatment that included hydroxychloroquine. He's been right about everything throughout this entire pandemic, this article says. He's one of the first doctors who sounded the alarm on the COVID vaccine and explained how they will make the dangerous Wuhan spike protein. Quote, it's alarming right now. We've had over 4,400 deaths and over 14,000 hospitalizations, and this is probably only the tip of the iceberg, Dr. McCullough said in a recent interview. Dr. McCullough explained how the COVID-19 vaccine produces the dangerous Wuhan spike protein and what it does to a person's body. Dr. McCullough added that COVID-19 vaccines have become a social menace and explained how it's been socially weaponized throughout the world. In order to promote mass adoption of the experimental vaccine, McCullough said health officials purposely suppressed treatment and refrained from compiling a treatment protocol to combat the virus. It hopes that people would be so afraid that they will just take any jab that the government says take, end quote. He further states, this is Dr. McCullough, I was terminated as the editor-in-chief of cardiovascular medicine reviews into cardiovascular medicine after years of service and rising impact favorites factors. There was no phone call, no board meeting, no process, due process, just an email or certified letter. Powerful dark forces are working in academic medicine to expunge any resistance to the COVID vaccination. Yesterday, I was stripped of my board certifications in internal medicine cardiology after decades of perfect clinical performance, board scores, and hundreds of peer-reviewed publications. None of this will stop until the government has a needle in every arm. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.